Trim the fat. The 10-minute reality audit. You missed another call yesterday. It came in at 2:47 p.m. while you were elbow deep in a repair job. By the time you saw it at 5:30 p.m. and called back, they had already booked someone else. That lead was worth somewhere between $350 and $1,500 in St. Pete's current market. Now multiply that by the number of times it happens each month. Most Florida trades businesses are carrying operational fat they don't even realize is there. Not literal weight. We're talking about the bloated, slow processes that eat your time, kill your margins, and hand leads to your faster competitors on a silver platter. Here is the reality. Your business might be profitable, but it is probably not lean. And in 2026, lean businesses are eating everyone else's lunch. Operational fat isn't laziness. It is the accumulation of manual tasks, response delays, and administrative drag that felt manageable when you had 3 clients, but now consumes half your day. The inbox anchor. You spend 2 hours every morning responding to "Are you available?" and "What's your rate?" messages. These are not strategic conversations. They are data entry disguised as customer service. The paperwork bloat. Your techs finish a 10-hour shift, then spend another 45 minutes handwriting tickets and manually entering data into your CRM. That is 45 minutes of billable time you are bleeding every single day. The ghost lead. You find an inquiry from 3 days ago that never got a response because it landed in your spam folder, or came through Facebook when you weren't checking, or arrived during that emergency job that ran until midnight. The double entry drag. You enter the same customer information into your scheduling software, then your CRM, then your invoicing system. 3 times. Every single client. These are not isolated problems. They are symptoms of a business model built for 2015, trying to compete in 2026. In the trades, speed isn't just convenient. It is the difference between a booked job and a lost opportunity. Decision lag is the time between when a customer reaches out and when they get an actual response. Not an automated "we'll get back to you" message, a real answer that moves them toward booking. Here is the math Florida trades businesses need to face. If your average decision lag is over 5 minutes, you are operating with high body fat. If it is over 30 minutes, you are losing jobs to the guy who answered first. The stakes are real. A missed HVAC call in Tampa during summer? That is a $1,200 installation you just handed to your competitor. A plumbing emergency that goes to voicemail? That is a $500 service call walking out the door. That is a $4,000 project you will never even quote. In St. Pete alone, the average trades lead is worth $350 to $1,500, depending on the job type. One missed call per day adds up to over $10,000 per month in lost revenue, and most businesses are missing more than one. The bottom line, decision lag is expensive fat your business can't afford to carry. Grab a piece of paper and draw 2 columns. Label the left side needle movers and the right side noise. Now think about yesterday. Walk through your actual day. Not the idealized version where you got everything done, but the messy, interrupt-filled reality of running a trades business in Florida. Needle movers are activities that directly generate revenue or build your business. Installing systems, closing sales calls, training a new tech, quoting high-value jobs, fixing the thing that actually gets you paid. Noise is everything else. Emails that could have been handled by a template, scheduling calls that should have been automated, data entry that could have been eliminated, meetings that accomplish nothing, the 30-minute conversation with a vendor that started as a quick question. Be brutally honest. Write down how much time you actually spent in each column yesterday. If more than 20% of your day went to noise, your business is carrying too much operational fat. And here is the uncomfortable truth most trades owners don't want to admit. You are probably spending closer to 50% on noise. That is not a moral failing. It is a systems problem. The key metric, 80% of what most small business owners do, doesn't actually move the business forward. They are busy, exhausted, and working harder than ever, but not effective. The difference isn't luck. It is autonomous process optimization that removes the operational fat between inquiry and action. Your competitors aren't waiting. The HVAC company down the street just cut their response time to under 2 minutes. The plumber across town automated their follow-ups and never loses a lead to silence. The roofer who used to compete with you on price now competes on speed and wins. The urgency is clear. AI automation isn't experimental technology anymore. It is production-ready, affordable, and already deployed by trades businesses across Florida who got tired of working 70-hour weeks while watching leads slip away. You don't need a computer science degree. You don't need a massive budget. You need a system that handles the noise so you can focus on the needle movers. Step one is burning the admin calories. Deploy an AI agent to handle initial lead triage. It qualifies leads, checks your schedule, and books appointments while you are actually doing the work that pays the bills. Step 2 is strength training. Automate your follow-ups. If a quote isn't signed within 24 hours, the agent sends a nudge. If a client hasn't scheduled their annual maintenance, the agent reaches out. Zero effort from you. Step 3 is cardio for efficiency. Connect your system so data flows instead of being pushed. Your CRM talks to your invoicing software, which talks to your scheduling system. Information enters once and updates everywhere. The result is 0-minute response times, no ghost leads, no wasted admin hours. A business that runs like a well-oiled machine instead of a constant fire drill. A lean operation doesn't mean working harder. It means eliminating the fat between effort and outcome. When a lead contacts you, they get an instant response. Not tomorrow, not in 4 hours, but now. When your tech finishes a job, the paperwork is already done. When you check your schedule in the morning, yesterday's chaos is already organized and categorized. You are not buried in emails. You are not doing data entry. You are not playing phone tag with prospects who called 3 days ago. You are running jobs, closing sales, and growing the business. Everything else is handled. The real measurement is how fast can you move from customer needs help to job is booked. If the answer is longer than 5 minutes, you are leaving money on the table. The opportunity won't wait forever. Download the 10-minute reality audit and do the numbers honestly. Then decide if you are ready to get lean or if you are comfortable watching faster competitors take the leads you should be closing.